Welcome to the 11th episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have the very funny Matt Lockwood. Today's topics include football, OKCupid messages, mortality, and pooping in the shower. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
Overshadowed in the beard department. Like, I always think of Justin and Jake as having a beard.
But mine's not.
And if someone was like, does Raul have a beard? I'd be like, Raul doesn't have facial hair. I just don't, I don't remember, like, I don't think of you that way.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you picture me, I'm clean shaven.
Maybe.
That's weird. Maybe that's what I think.
I'll shave today.
Did you shave today, Matt?
Do you have to shave every day?
I should, but I don't.
How can you grow a beard?
A neck beard.
A neck beard?
I'm the best neck beard in San Diego.
Voted number one in neck beards.
That's why I don't care about the Kumite, because I'm already the best neck beard in San Diego.
Could you grow a mustache too?
Some people like to call it like a trash stash.
Why is that?
Trash stash?
It's not like a full mustache. It's kind of a couple hairs.
Like, oh, okay. Okay, so you could have...
It doesn't look good.
That with the neck beard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Most beautiful animal soap hat.
Classy.
I can picture it. It's really... I like that.
I shouldn't have shaved today.
Okay. Yeah,
no, it sounds like a strong look. Ladies.
Do we start?
Yes.
This is basically the show.
Cool. Talking neck beards.
Did we prepare any non-neckbeard related topics?
I don't think we did.
Do we ever prepare? Well... I'm going to be nice to Jake for an entire podcast.
We'll see if that works out.
Do I have to?
You don't have to.
No, no.
But the past two.
Could you?
No.
Would you? Yeah.
No.
I don't know if Matt can do it.
I wasn't too mean to you on Jeff's podcast.
No, he took care of most of that.
Yeah, other people were mean to you on Jeff's. And then Jamie's, I was really, really mean to you with Jamie. So I decided...
You two ganged up on me.
Yeah. So I decided...
Vicious tongues.
I felt as bad as I think that I can feel about something.
Wow!
I decided that I would try and be nice to you for a whole podcast.
So as bad as you could feel about it, did you just listen to it and go, maybe next time I'll be a little nicer? And then that was it?
No, I felt bad enough to apologize to you.
Okay. Well, yeah,
I did feel bad. I was kind of cringing during some of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I enjoyed it. It was a great time, yeah. But I felt bad. And Jake doesn't think that I can do it. He said the only way I will be nice to him through a whole podcast is if I was not here for it, so.
Yeah, well... It was funnier the way I said it, but that's fine.
That's fine. There was more time to it, and a little bit more of a punch, but you know.
Well, I think what you had said was, I want to go a whole episode without saying anything mean about you, and I said, what, are you going to go out of town?
Yeah.
That would be the only way.
You know what, Jake? That was funnier than what I said.
I know.
That's a great job.
I agree.
You're a funny, funny guy.
Jake's going to win Kumite today. Hopefully. He keeps this up.
You're hoping that I'm going to win?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because it would be an affront to justice?
Yes.
Do you get a vote?
Yeah.
Every comic gets a vote.
I'm going to vote 3 times for you.
Oh, that's... I appreciate
that. Are we allowed to do that?
Do you think...
Do
you think Robert would let me vote because I'm on the Punsters?
You're a hybrid comedian in a sense.
Yeah!
What's the Punsters?
It's a web series we're working on.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I think that actually might be possible. We'll
ask him.
Ask him.
Yeah. We were going to do a web series.
We're going to do a web series.
Okay.
I apologize for laughing.
No, well, you felt I was calling this a web series, which would be funny.
If you say so.
So, the Kumite finals are today. You excited? You guys excited? You guys pumped?
Let's explain to our listeners what Kumite is.
All right. So, Kumite is... I don't know how to explain it. I give up.
A weekly comedy competition?
Yeah. There we go. A weekly comedy competition, Matt. That's how I would explain that. And
I don't know how I found the words for that.
I could explain it, and I don't do it.
I've never been there, but...
To be fair, I gave up. I don't know. It's a weekly comedy competition, and the interesting thing is the comedians vote, the comics vote, not audience members.
Because fuck the audience.
Yeah, fuck the audience. Who needs the audience? What, comedy
because there
needs
is
audience?
No audience.
That's actually usually the case, yeah.
So I don't think two votes would really be fair.
Yeah.
Just Subtawa's girlfriend is the only one voting.
That's really.
Did he win then?
No, he came in fourth.
How many places are there?
Three.
But I mean, okay, I'm sorry, I worded that strangely. How many people compete?
I think 12.
12? Yeah,
okay.
12.
Okay. How long do you guys get?
I think probably three minutes.
How long do we get tonight? Is it still 3 minutes?
I don't know. I think it might be five. Well, I don't know. I'm making that up. I think I'm making that up. So it's probably three.
We can look it up later.
Yeah.
Because there's more than 12 tonight, right? How many weeks do they do this?
They do it, I think, for like...
It'd be 4 weeks, and then it'd be 12.
They do it, I think, for
yeah,
5 weeks.
But there's overlap.
There's 5 weeks?
I think so.
I thought it was like seven.
I think I'm making this stuff up too, so.
Yeah, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You shouldn't ask me for anything because I'll give you an answer and I'll try to give you confidence.
You're like, why do you think that? You're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no reason.
I'm trying to picture the last poster and I thought there was seven winners on it. But I could be wrong.
Was Jake on there?
Oh, I didn't think it was that funny to ask. But okay.
Were you?
No.
On the first one?
No.
Me neither.
Oh.
Were you?
Nope. No Kumite winners in this house.
Oh, I have won.
You have?
Oh, that's right.
Just not the first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I won the very last week.
Mm-hmm. So you will be on a poster, though?
Hopefully. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what action hero they think I look like.
Has that been your best moment in comedy so
no.
far? What's your best moment in comedy so far, Ben?
I think I know the answer to that. But not
good. Getting invited to do this show.
Yeah, posters, easily.
That's, yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Really appreciate you lying to us like that. Like,
straight to our faces.
I am the nicest comedian in San Diego.
Also,
Another great lie.
Probably, I did two shows at ACC. Like actual shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That was cool.
Open
that's
for
awesome.
Also, I
Kevin
did.
Kevin Farley?
Yeah. The Kevin Farley.
The one you've heard of. That Kevin Farley.
I think I did an open mic on my birthday. I was really drunk. And there was like a great energy in the room that night. That was fun.
Where was that?
ACC.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's all ACC.
I didn't really accomplish anything.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. That's what matters.
None of us really accomplished anything except you. You got booked on those two shows. That's an accomplishment.
Well, one of them was an open mic. But yeah.
Boy. Way to denigrate the guy.
What was an open mic?
Was it your birthday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said it was.
Yeah. No, he's just not listening. That's what
I didn't say I haven't accomplished anything in my comedy career. I mean, I didn't accomplish anything at the open mic night.
Are you a big Detroit Lions fan?
Not really.
Oh, you just like the
shirt? Yeah, every shirt I ever wear is Detroit Lions. Basically, I think I own 19 Detroit Lions shirts.
But you don't like them?
No, I love them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If this was a Detroit Lions podcast, I'd probably be the host.
Well, I think it's really weird that Wisenhunt passed up on being the head coach of the Lions for the...
Wait, what? Oh boy.
Well, it's strange.
It's, I know, that's why I have this reaction.
Because he passed up.
It's so genuine that reaction.
I thought that maybe I could find.
I like that you can talk football though. That's
well, thank
cool.
you. That's what I'm saying.
Because every comedian I talk to hates sports.
Every time I try and talk about football,
and I come
with
on a comedian
anyone,
podcast and it's the girl that can talk sports.
These guys want to be dicks about it, and they won't let me even say a word.
Yeah, you said Wisenhunt. That's a word, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, sounds like two words.
I think it's strange to pass over the Lions for the Titans because how do you pass up Matt Stafford and Megatron for the Titans?
For,
Megatron?
For a hurt Jake Locker. Megatron,
are you
in your nerdy
just making things up to fuck with that?
I'm like listening. I'm like, none of this makes sense at all to anyone, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, Megatron. It makes sense to a lot of people.
Megatron.
Yeah, he's stupid for doing so.
Yeah, that's just, it's just weird.
He'll be fired in 3 years.
Yeah, but... You know, maybe the Titans will be relevant next year.
Nope.
Okay. Right. So, that's...
Punster's prediction. Titans not relevant for the next 3 years. Hear that?
Well, he could get fired after 1 year. You never know.
Boy, what a turn of events that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, Raul? Can you imagine?
My life would be shattered.
Can you imagine a world where Megatron?
This is why I don't bring up sports in front of comedians.
No, I don't even hate sports. I just don't know anything about sports.
I'm sure if I mean, because like doing a league seems fun, but.
It is
doing a league seems fun. Is that
the show? The league,
fantasy football league.
Fantasy football.
Don't even have the words to describe doing a football league. Where you pretend time football. That sounds
good. The Dungeons and Dragons of football. Doing that, I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. No, I believe it.
You could do fantasy football. I guess initially, without even really knowing that much about football, because when you draft,
you'd be fucked.
No, not necessarily. No. Because when you draft players, it ranks them in order. So you could easily pretty much draft a team that without knowing anything about anybody, and then that's a good way to get you into football.
Yeah, I can see that.
It was funny when you told me you were going to the playoff game at your. Manager's house. I was actually really excited because I'm like, he's gonna watch a game. This is great. I'm gonna text him about it. So I text him about something, and he's like, "Oh, I slept in."
Yeah. Well, that was more important to me than the game, to be honest.
And we won that game.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I would have watched it, but I wouldn't have been like, oh. Invested in it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
If they had lost, I wouldn't have felt bad, and if they had won, I would. Well, I mean, that's not true. I would have absorbed the energy of the people in the room, and if they had been excited, I would have been excited.
Yeah.
Like, I like watching football. Like, I enjoy it, and I'll get into it and stuff, but I just don't care beyond that moment.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I care so much to where I'm like, I kind of just want to sleep through the game because I have such bad anxiety watching it that I can't even...
I envy people that hate sports. I wish that I didn't have
It's a problem for you?
It. Yeah, especially being a Lions fan. Uh-huh. Like, I've never...
Your division is so hard.
Not this year.
Well, yeah, that's true, but last year it was tough.
I'm excited for next season, like always.
But your division always has the potential to be very hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, there's
the
Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, and the Minnesota Vikings. So it's pretty much the Bears and Green Bay that are tough. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. We don't have to talk about this anymore. I did have a friend who requested more football talk.
Who was your friend?
My friend Josh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
when's the other time that we probably?
I think in the very first episode. Or no, he said that you should just change it to a fantasy football podcast, and then it would be way better. And I was like, okay.
And then we're fired from it.
Yeah. You want to be my co-host?
Yes. I won
you
my.
Just have a mutiny on our podcast.
Yes. You guys can leave.
Do you want to hear my credentials?
Oh, sure.
I won my 14-man fantasy league this year.
14 person.
I was the only girl. But I wasn't, I lied. But that's a lot of people for a fantasy league. Yeah, yeah. One out of four leagues, that ain't bad.
You were in four leagues?
Yeah. Honestly.
Did you break even?
That's too hard.
No, I won way more money playing football this year than I did. Yeah, once you have one, it's really not that much more of an effort to do four. But the only thing that sucks about it is sometimes you're rooting against yourself on other teams. So
that's why, like, I used to do like three or four leagues, but then I was like, there's only one that I really care about.
Yeah.
So then I just didn't care about the other leagues.
It's not even because I'm that obsessed with it. I overcommitted. Like, I kept telling people I would do theirs because I didn't think that one was going to work out, and I wanted to make sure I was at least on one, and then they all worked out. So, meh, you know. Okay.
I'm the commissioner of one league.
Me too. I hate being commissioner.
7 years.
I'm not being a commissioner anymore, I decided.
I like it because I can cheat.
No, I hate it because people accuse me of cheating and I never...
Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah. I don't understand. One time, you know how sometimes they do point readjustments after? Is this boring? I'm sorry.
No.
So there was a time where I had lost to my guy friend by just a little bit, and then they readjusted the points the next day, and it turns out I had won, and he accused me of changing how the points were calculated. But I was like, you fucking idiot. If I would have done that, your points would have also been calculated that way and would have gone up as well. So he's, for 2 years, he still thinks I cheated. But I didn't cheat. Josh.
The same Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Josh is he's the one that wants us to make this about fantasy football. Mm-hmm. Does he just want everything to be about things he likes? Because I want this to be like an all... I don't know. Star Wars related show? Can we do that?
Right.
Okay.
Really?
God damn it.
What's your favorite Star Wars character? Matt?
Spock.
Okay.
Good. Good start.
Well, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
He's Jar Jar Binks.
Shut up.
Now I feel like
you guys are more mad about me saying Jar Jar Binks than a Star Trek.
And he's an actual character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the funniest.
You know, I think R2-D2 was the funniest. How about that?
That's why...
That's why I'm not going to win Koopa Tater Nights.
He's changing.
I don't see the comedic value in Jar Jar Binks. Boy, I'm going to offend a lot of people with that.
What are you going to do tonight, Matt, for Kumite? What's your strategy?
Oh, are you
going to win it?
Okay.
That's your strategy? You're going to win it?
No, how are you going to win it?
Oh,
I also thought he said that.
Okay.
Well, my strategy for second place then would be, I have no idea.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. What about you, Jake? What's your strategy?
My strategy, as with all sets, is panic 5 minutes before the show starts and think, oh, I should put a set list together. And then look at my phone and go, I guess I'll do these. And then... do like half of them on stage, but mostly just talk about how it's not going well.
Solid.
That's a little insight into...
You should put a set together, though.
No, that's not the ideal plan that I have. It's just how it normally goes. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. You didn't react in any way.
What's your plan, Raul? I feel like you asked that question because you wanted it to get back.
Not really.
To you.
I mean,
it's like, what'd you guys? Hey, Ron, I was
just, curious so I can see, you know, if I'm gonna beat that. Because that room is so weird. Because yeah, they only respond to new material essentially, like because everyone's heard the material. So
yeah.
So I just figure, yeah, I'll just do new stuff, and just try to fuck around, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's my plan.
What's your plan?
My plan.
What would you suggest?
What would I suggest for you guys?
No, what's your plan?
How would you win it?
How would I win it? All or nothing.
I would just get up there and be incredibly charming, like usual.
Okay, right. But what if you couldn't do that?
If I couldn't do that?
Hypothetically.
I don't know how to not do that.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I would tell my jokes to the best of my ability.
Oh.
And...
You hope, James Schrader,
huh? Hope for the best. Is that a good answer?
I don't understand.
What's a good answer?
He was on the show. And he's just very positive. And
yeah,
upbeat.
He's a very positive guy.
He is. He absolutely is.
He's a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wish I had a joke about him. But I know. Just think he's like a nice guy.
Yeah, that's
we should,
very funny.
The end of we should probably have a Punsters drinking game where every time you bring up James Schrader, someone has to take a shot.
Can I play?
Yes.
Do you just want to take a shot? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Who's that comedian with kind of the longer hair?
Jesse Egan?
No. Blonde?
Jamie Gamblin.
Jamie Gamblin.
Male.
Oh. Boy, this is a tough one. Do you remember his first name?
Jim.
Jimmy Calloway?
No.
Wilpert?
No.
James Schrader?
Yeah, shot.
Oh, so you guys, I wanted to read you some ridiculous OkCupid messages that I have. You guys want to hear?
There's one,
I'm excited. There's
one from me?
No, probably not.
That'd be a great way to ambush you.
Yeah. Hey, want to come on our podcast? This is what you sent me drunk last night.
Now I need to double check, but I don't think so. You seem like a guy who would write something normal.
Well,
thanks.
And I just want to say, I've never met anyone, and I don't take this seriously. I just think that it's funny.
What?
What?
I've never met anyone, and I don't take...
The
she's talking about OkCupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I signed up because my two friends, I guess I won't name them, used to meet guys on it all the time. And they used to bug me to sign up and bug me to sign up, and I never wanted to. So finally I did. They were like, just see what's out there. So I finally signed up. My profile says like 3 words. And pretty much guys just write you ridiculous things, and it's amusing, so I keep it.
Okay.
But, okay, so this guy wrote me today. It's kind of long, but I wanted to barf the whole time. Okay. Oh, God, it's so long. I'm sorry. It says, hey, Pop-Tart. Yep.
Already a hilarious guy.
Who doesn't love Pop-Tarts?
You are just a little piece of adorable. Okay. So I had to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Johnny, and I bought a piano from a tattoo shop yesterday. I don't fucking care. Anyway, one of those self-playing ones. It came with like 50 scrolls of music. Crazy dope, right? And it was a steal to boot. 200 out the door, completely random buy. Check this out. I was with my homegirl walking home from Bub's yesterday, and she saw this piano in a tat shop. She walked in and asked the owner if she could play, and the owner was like, oh yeah, for sure. She started playing like a boss, and I was like, dude, I want this.
Okay, so hold on. He just said, I just bought a piano, and then told you the story about him buying the piano.
Yeah. Side note, she's a local musician. Killer lungs on this chick, and she shreds on the keys.
Who the fuck talks like this?
I don't want to hear. Who's this bitch? Do you want to have sex with her? Is that what's happening? And then, but I digress. I'm surprised he knows that word. I should be talking about you. Okay. All right. So how was your New Year's Eve? Also, I love the way you dress. You have a rocking your style and look stellar. Massive turn on, so props to you, Cupcake.
Ugh. Oh, Jesus.
Hold on.
Is it all bad? Oh, God. You don't have a pen for notes.
It gets,
Don't compare to two different foods in the same email.
Yeah, Pop-Tart and then Cupcake?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're like 7 kinds of beautiful.
Angel food.
Angel food cake. So come play with me. Ugh. LOL, obviously. Ooh. I never know what to, this is funny. Obviously, I never know what the hell to put in the first email. I think I'm doing all right.
Oh my God.
Come play, exclamation point. I promise I will make you laugh a bunch. You're so fucking cute, haha. Well, if one...
He did make you laugh.
One thing is true. He did make me laugh a bunch. Honestly, my first reaction was anger. Like, I was a little grossed out by all of it. And then just mostly angry because I don't understand what people are thinking. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even one of those ones where it sounds like he's trying to be funny.
No, I think he sends that message to every single...
Yeah,
I think
absolutely, yeah.
It's a generic message that he sends to everyone.
Yeah, but that's such a weird generic message.
Yeah. There are no pictures of my clothes.
Yeah.
So you don't know what sense of style I have at all. And then...
I don't think he meant it.
Yeah, no, of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. I just don't understand what people are thinking.
Well, that's the thing. This type of stuff has to work on somebody, right? There's got to be some woman out there.
I guess that's what offends me is
fat
that
chicks.
I'm... I guess that's what offends me is that he sends this message to everybody and is like, girls will like it. They, you know, they like being called dessert treats.
What's up, banana pudding?
Yeah.
If we were to guess, you said a comedian in a circle sent that message, do you know who you are thinking of right now?
A comedian.
And is it the same as me?
Ooh, that's a great game.
Picture who said all that.
I already.
We're not going to say any names. Okay. But I know who it is.
I know. But we might.
Just. Okay. I mean, are we thinking of the same person?
We might be thinking of the same person.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we talk about him yesterday?
I don't remember. I'm sure we.
Could
did,
we say but... it? And could you just bleep out the name? Or do you have the?
Well,
ability?
Hold on.
We
did talk about it yesterday. Okay.
That's what you're thinking of?
But then we're not thinking about... Now we're thinking about the same person.
Oh,
we're not.
Who are you guys thinking of?
And I don't know who you're thinking of.
Who are you guys thinking of?
I know who she's thinking of.
Who are you thinking
What? Yeah, wait, wait, is this fun for the listeners?
Yes, because they're all thinking of the same person.
Yeah, but there's like five comics to listen to this.
The next message I have, double whammy. So why aren't we knocking boots yet?
Did he say double whammy?
No, that I'm he no. Said, I'm saying double whammy because it was like two in a row of this. Wow.
That's all.
That's your editorializing.
Yeah. Yeah. Why aren't we knocking boots yet? I don't know.
Probably because you use the words like knocking boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people still say that?
Who wears boots? Come on.
I wore boots today. I'm wearing.
So a lot of girls wear boots.
Yeah,
that's true.
I came in boots
and cowboys.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's appropriate if you're a cowboy. Otherwise.
And then I got one today where I got irrationally offended for no reason. It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even a bad message. I was just like, really, asshole. He said, I don't think you guys will get why. Okay. He said, hey, what's your favorite brunch spot in San Diego? And I got really annoyed by that.
That seems the most rational that I've heard.
Let me explain to you.
How was that bad?
What? Yeah. What?
Because he automatically assumes that because I'm a girl, I'm just going around brunching places on Sundays. Like, I just love brunch because I'm a girl and I'm brunching all the time.
I think he just assumes that everyone loves brunch.
I know. Honestly, like I said, when I got...
brunch is the greatest.
When I got annoyed by it, I was like, there's no reason.
Guys, we should go to brunch.
Yeah.
Let's go to brunch.
Let's do brunch sometime. I wanted to ask you.
Oh, you're busy?
What's your like ideal message where like you would be like, okay, I might actually talk to this guy because he said the right thing.
Yeah,
he
what
seems
is
like
that?
A rational person.
What is that?
When somebody's not trying to like, don't try and be entertaining or funny. Just write like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Gets a good response.
I mean.
But I feel like that's the response that's ignored the most. Yes.
It's so rare that somebody.
What pastry do you most like being compared to?
I just think it's so.
Creme brulee.
Yes.
Something fancy.
I don't really respond to anyone really, but when people are trying to be funny, it's so rare that it's gonna work. So I think just be normal and genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
Even if somebody is not gonna respond to you, you're so much less likely to be talked shit about on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I read you guys my OKCupid message?
Yes.
That I got recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm not Filipino. The only message I've ever received.
Did you send her a message first that said, like, you are a Filipino beauty or something?
Something along those lines. Honestly, the only time I ever go on OKCupid is when I'm drunk, and it's been like 4 hours since I got home.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I have a good idea. I'm going to go... type girls' messages. Oh, golden Filipino.
I love Filipino chicks. I'm not Filipino.
I do the same thing that guy did. I just copy and paste a message and send it to everybody.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Except it says, hey, are you Filipino? Not the best strategy.
Oh, man.
Oh,
some solid dating advice.
So what's the end game? Say yes and you're like...
Are you on OKCupid?
I'm not on OKCupid. I'm just...
Are you?
I think I am. I don't know.
Really?
I think I made a profile and then just never did anything with it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I always encourage people to. I mean, even
it's
though...
It's so hard for dudes, though, because especially when you're just like an average Joe, like, no one's going to talk to you ever. Unless you're like, you know, like fucking
I don't
super
know.
Broed out and...
Yeah.
Like, what if we post ourselves... Like, instead of pictures of us, we just post pictures of James Schrader and say we're him.
Yeah, yeah, that might work.
Every girl messages back. We could call them fucking bagels and they'd message us back.
I do like bagels.
Oh, they're great.
Better than Pop-Tarts?
That's a better opinion. Hey, you like,
I like bagels
like
better
bagels?
Than Pop-Tarts.
Bitch. There you go.
Bitch. Maybe what's your favorite kind of bagel? It's more of a conversation starter.
Yeah. What's your kind of favorite?
Rebel can't even do that.
No, I don't know.
Not like your ultimate favorite, but like your, okay.
It's kind of my favorite.
You know, like a nice honey wheat.
Yeah,
kind of.
Cinnamon raisin.
Oh.
Cinnamon raisin's
I'm
good.
I'm so hungry now.
I stopped myself.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, I have
I said honey wheat bagel, and you're like, oh, God damn it.
I want to be so mean to him right now.
A little bit.
Oh, More curious than anything. That's fine.
No, it wasn't mean about you. It was mean about your choice, which is an extension of you. And you know what? That's a great choice, Jake.
For you.
I've had one honey wheat bagel. It's not actually my favorite.
Oh, okay.
I like sesame seeds.
Cool.
What's an acceptable favorite bagel, Brittany?
The cinnamon sugar bagel that they have at Panera Bread is really good.
I've had that. That's very good.
A bagel with a sort of cheese on it would be...
Well, not like
a cream cheese.
No. I mean, you know, the kind that have like Asiago cheese. Or even just plain. I like a good plain bagel.
Hold on. Were you about to give me crap for being a boring bagel person? You're like, no. Why didn't you choose plain?
Oh, I never said your choices were boring.
That was your tone.
No.
I feel like honey wheat might be more boring than plain, though.
Yeah. No.
How do you figure that? If you could explain...
Because I feel like you're trying to be pretentious, but you're still just as boring as plain, so it's worse.
Is honey wheat the pretentious bagel choice?
Now,
yes. Absolutely.
It's like eating a pear in public.
I am not saying this to be mean, but this was my thought about the honey wheat bagel, was that that is something that an old person would order.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Like
you
a
know
6-year-old
what?
Man's like, I just want the honey wheat. I don't know what kind of voice that was, but...
To be honest, this might just be surprising. I've never given that much thought to bagels before. This is the most I've ever thought about my favorite types
just
of bagels.
Fuck them?
Do you even know their name?
I know the name. I just listed all the names of bagels that I'm familiar with. Honey wheats, sesame seed.
Mm-hmm. Asians. He likes Asian girls.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from this. Yeah. Is this a euphemism right now? Are these?
Yeah, and then plain is
weird.
And then the everything is mixed race, of course.
What would mine be? I like to plain cinnamon sugar and
well, you're already
bagels.
Jewish, so I'll, I mean, any bagel. Yeah. Anything with a schmear on it, I guess.
Yeah, it's you got the schmear. I actually hate that term. It always makes me want to barf.
No one likes the word schmear. It's gross.
Why would you want to eat something with schmear on it?
There's a food called schmear?
It's what cream cheese is, but they call it schmear, and it sounds like something that comes out of a person.
like a pap schmear?
Yes! Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Bagels.
Oh, okay. So I think Justin has topics.
Fair question.
Oh, we're done with the bagel conference? I could do another 20 minutes on this if you guys want.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. So Justin's going to... Are they questions or are they topics?
Questions.
Okay. Justin's going to ask us some...
Can you speak loud and into,
into my face hole.
Right into Jake's face.
When did you realize your own mortality?
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
That's funny. Okay.
That's a good question.
First realize.
I thought like for a long time.
Bro, why don't you go first?
Okay. You know what? No, Matt. If you go ahead, Matt.
I don't know what mine is.
Okay, go.
I thought for a long time, I think from 10 and younger, I pretty much thought I was immortal. Like I pretty much thought I was invincible. Like I would climb things and houses and stuff. Like I remember climbing our house in Puebla, Mexico. And I was like, why? Like, I can't fall. It's impossible for me to fall. Like, and I was like, pretty much, God would never let me fall. And I would, just hang and just,
and
like,
and that
do
is
all
why believing in God is dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. And
although, to be fair, here you are. You're alive.
Yeah. No, nothing happened, so.
Praise Jesus.
Mean, you know. But I really, kind of thought that. I was like, you know how people fall? That's never going to happen to me. Ever. You know, and I would do I would climb some electric poles and shit. Just playing with death and nothing. It was fine.
I never felt invincible.
You've never felt invincible?
No. I mean, when I was little, it wasn't like I was an overly cautious kid or anything. I would do stupid stuff like that too. Uh-huh. But I always knew about death. And I was always was and still am completely terrified of it. Mm. I remember being... I don't know, maybe 5 or 6. Maybe that's when it first started. I would wake up in the middle of the night bawling and just like
because you're going to die someday?
Because, yeah, and I would be terrified, and I would talk to my mom, and I would be like, I don't want you to die, and I don't want to die, and everybody's going to die, and she's like, not for a very, 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 very long time. And that would happen intermittently throughout my childhood. Like, I don't know, because time is, I don't know the period of time, but I don't know, every year or every couple months, I would get terrified. I would just get,
Every couple of months? It's crazy.
Maybe like every 6 months or so. I don't know, but...
Here's the thing, though. What do you say to a kid? Because that's a totally accurate and reasonable fear.
Right, yeah.
Everyone is going to die.
Yeah.
You can't be like, no, that's... That's crazy, little Brittany. No, everyone's going to die. You're right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anyone deals with it for a single second.
Well, they don't, because I'm still terrified of it.
Yeah, no,
so.
Me too.
Yeah.
Do you terrified of death?
No.
Really?
I don't know. I'm gonna die eventually.
But it's not something that
I wouldn't be as stressed and anxious if I was dead.
Okay.
So that'd be nice.
So it's better.
Good point. You're still there.
I'd rather be dead, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at.
Suicide pact.
I like talking to people that aren't afraid of dying, because I find it's so foreign to me that I guess I'm hoping to get comfort from their reasoning of why they're not afraid to die.
I won't say I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't really.
Do you have much thought to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you're saying
like if I was put in a life and death situation, I'd probably be scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't. I try not to think about dying that much, I guess.
That's a weird strategy.
It's known as a bummer sometimes, I guess.
But. I disagree. I thought it was a lot of fun to talk about this.
Jake?
I don't know if there was like an exact moment where I realized, oh, I'm going to be dead someday. But I do remember being relatively young, like maybe 11 or 12, being at the beach and getting caught in a riptide and like almost...
Did you swim sideways?
Well, the problem was there was this... I don't know what the word is, but there was like a bunch of rocks coming out from the beach.
They're called rocks.
Okay. There were a series of these rock structures coming out from the beach, and if I had swam...
Wait, I'm sorry, what are rocks?
You know what? We might not have time to get into that. And, like, the riptide was just pushing me directly into these rocks. And
who was watching you?
My aunt.
She sounds like a responsible lady.
I like how you say that to him, but Raul was outside climbing up electric poles.
Yeah, but when you're playing outside, nobody's watching you. Yeah. But when you're at
also,
the beach...
Also, I was immortal, so whatever.
Well, I mean, there were three or four other kids there. She just took her eye off me for a second. It's not her fault.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been her fault if I died, for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, I did that to myself. And I remember, like, the waves sort of rising up and crashing in front of me, and it was just, like, smashing into these rocks, and I knew if, like, I was a foot forward, I'd be totally dead. And I think some lifeguard came over and rescued me or whatever, but that's when I realized, oh, yeah, I could totally die, like, whenever.
And did that stay with you after that?
I have not been to the beach since then.
Well, I don't even mean a fear of the beach, but just, you know, you realize that you could die one day. Did that change? Did you think about it a lot after that, or did that completely fuck up your life?
No, I mean, not really. I guess I've thought about it occasionally, but I've never been like, terrified of dying in this moment. I'm always terrified of getting old and like being on my deathbed and looking back at my life and just being full of regret.
Yeah.
That's what scares me way more than actually being
dead. Like, why did I try that comedy thing? Fuck!
No, I swear to God, the only reason that I tried comedy was because I knew if I got old and never tried it, I would hate myself.
That motivates me to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you guys ever almost killed anyone?
You looked really excited when you said that.
That's a hilarious story about this.
Oh, I've almost killed so many people.
In my garage. Turn it on.
I almost killed David Border.
How did that? Oh man, you just made me remember.
Oh yeah, you were there.
Fucking depressing.
I was playing with
I don't remember what you're talking about, but you made me remember something that I wish I did not remember. Go on.
That's there. I think we're actually at your place where you had a sword. And it was this like awesome katana, and I was like, this is cool. And I was looking at it.
Yeah,
and it's
a real sword.
Like, oh yeah, a sword.
My dad got it overseas when he was in the
and
Navy.
It was pretty sharp. It's a pretty sharp sword. And I was looking at it, and I was like, this is cool. And I didn't notice, but David Porter was looking at the sword too, like kind of like, you know, like kind of bending over looking at it. And so the point was aimed right at his face, essentially. And I didn't notice that he was. And he just happened to move back, and as I stood up. And so it was just this, like, crazy synced, you know, that he, it, you know, a second later, pretty much, he would have been at least stabbed in the eye.
Yeah,
or dead.
That would have been horrible.
It was like, boom! I was like, oh shit, that could have ended a lot differently, you know, if the timing was right. Or wrong, I guess.
Okay, so the thing that I, that you made me remember, it's totally, okay, so I was maybe 7 and I was playing outside and there used to be this hill that people would rollerblade down, and my parents called me in because we were going somewhere, so I ran across it and I didn't notice that this one girl named Christina was rollerblading down, and she's maybe like 14, and so she almost hit me and she ended up falling, and she like really fucked up her knee. And I guess what happened is I don't know the exact details of it, but something in her knee that controls growth got fucked up. Okay. I think one of her legs is always going to be shorter than the other now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that, but I mean, obviously it wasn't really my fault, but that makes, I don't know. I kind of caused someone to be crippled, I guess. Oh man, that sucks.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What about you, Matt? You almost killed anybody?
I was almost killed like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Bryant Faust, your ex.
Almost killed you?
What?
I'm not sure what to call it.
Oh my God.
He was driving me home, and it was like a two-way stop, like the cross traffic doesn't stop. And he didn't know that, and he just drove through. And we were pretty close to getting T-boned, like right to my door. So that sucked.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad about that?
I almost drove off of like a 50-foot cliff because I thought it was a hill
on
a snowmobile once.
Oh, shit.
And my snowmobile got stuck.
And then you just
turned around and went a different way and then looked up and was like, oh, fuck. That would have been bad.
Jake, have you almost died or almost killed someone?
Well, I
or
just told this
crippled
story
anyone?
I've never crippled anybody that I know of. I don't think I've ever almost killed anyone. I mean, surely driving at some point I've almost killed someone.
I guess you could always almost kill someone while driving.
But yeah, no, my only near-death story was the one I at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Same thing as Jake. I think I talked about it.
Yeah, you did. That's why I asked if you swam sideways.
Yeah, no, you know, I had no idea, so I guess. and yeah, I don't know. Justin, do you have another question like that?
Maybe
ask,
a more
I guess?
Positive one? Or?
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus.
More fun. For what conspiracies do you secretly hold belief? Conspiracy theories.
Oh.
Okay. Huh. I think we might be run by lizard people. What do you think? Is that possible? That lizard people thing, like, it's a real, actual conspiracy that people believe.
Yeah.
And it blows my fucking mind that there are people that insane. Sorry, Matt, is this...
I was just trying to think. Like, yeah. Don't people believe, like, they're all, like, their headquarters is underneath the Denver airport?
Yeah. Familiar with that one?
I so firmly don't believe in conspiracy theories at all on any level. I mean, some of them... I'm sure a conspiracy is true, but I'm so adamant. I'm like, nope.
Oh, I just remembered. I actually kind of believe... that Courtney Love might have murdered Kurt Cobain. All right? Because that's the most feasible...
Is that a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, that's considered a conspiracy theory.
I believe that.
And I don't find it... someone murdering another person.
Courtney.
Oh my God, what craziness. Are you... You know, it's not that crazy to think, you know? Like, I think that's completely plausible.
Do you think, like, Tupac or Elvis or anyone...
was alive?
Maybe not Elvis. He's probably dead.
Elvis would be dead anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think Tupac's alive?
Nope, not at all. I think he's dead as fuck.
You subscribe to all this 9/11 was an inside job shit?
No.
I had a kid tell me that Osama bin Laden was a character made up by the United States government.
Oh, wow.
And then murdered.
Yeah. And then dropped off at sea.
Yeah, when that happened, there were people who were saying, when Osama bin Laden died, they were like, oh, the CIA actually killed him 5 years ago in Karachi or whatever. And also, where's the body? Like, well... Or no. What did they say? He's already dead. Also, he doesn't exist. Thing, like, he's not real. The government made him up. Plus, we killed him 5 years ago.
No. Oh, okay.
Just anything.
Do you think people come up with that conspiracy theory because for them it's more comforting to believe that our government did it to ourselves than our government is that vulnerable?
Well, I think it's the idea of this super competent, like, omnipotent government or, you know, world agency that controls all events. Like, that seems more comforting to me than, oh, the world is a crazy, dangerous place where weird things can happen.
See, that's not more comforting to me, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they would say that it's not about comfort. You know, they're like, oh, no, this is just the way it is. We got to bring down the government. But I do think secretly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people create conspiracy theories because it's what they're more comfortable believing or what they want to believe because that makes them feel better.
What's comfortable about lizard people? Like,
you know who? Moving to California, I figured out that everyone who believes these conspiracy theories are all potheads under 25 years old.
That's true.
Every single one of them believes that 9/11 was inside and all this shit.
Yeah, that is... That's definitely a thing.
Chemtrails, bro. Ugh. Chemtrails.
So many down... Like, the whole anti-vaccination conspiracy... I don't know if
you're familiar. Actually, I'm not familiar with that one.
With autism? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
People think that...
But, I mean, I don't think that's incredibly dumb because nobody knows... I'm not saying that I believe it, but nobody knows what causes autism. So...
That's true, but there's really no reason to think that it's related to vaccines.
Yeah, I think that there have been people who are like, my baby was normal before, and they got these vaccines, and that's when things started changing. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that that's that crazy of a conspiracy theory. I don't even know if you would call it a conspiracy theory.
Well, it is, because they have to believe that the world medical establishment is hiding all this data, or is, like, actively trying to give people autism. Because someone is doing this research, finding out the vaccines cause autism, and then, like, well, we gotta keep giving vaccines. Who cares that they cause autism? Like, that would be a conspiracy. What do you say?
Yep.
What, next topic? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'd feel about conspiracy theories.
They're interesting.
They are. They're also really stupid.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Good. Just...
What do you imagine sex is like for the opposite sex?
Oh.
With me? Hmm.
Just a wonderful, best day of your life.
Yep.
Thing.
I was going to go the other way.
I'm actually really interested to hear what you guys have to say about this.
That's the thing. I have no idea. Because I've had women occasionally ask me to describe what sex feels like as a guy, and I'm like, I don't.
Good.
Yeah, that is it. That's the only word. I'm like, yeah, it feels.
I think it's actually
real nice.
We have had this discussion before, and we completely disagree. I think if you're gonna say what
on who does who enjoys sex more?
Yeah,
which I would think. Well, I don't know. Yeah, there's no way to know. But for some reason, I think, you know, women like actually feel more pleasure, but just do not enjoy it as much socially.
No.
Okay. Socially.
Yeah, like you know, they don't obviously crave, like, I don't know, it's a lot.
If women...
Go ahead. What do you think?
Okay. More than likely, you guys are going to get off every time.
Right.
Every time. Mm-hmm. Do you know how rare it is for girls to actually orgasm from sex?
Right.
Depends on the woman.
It's pretty rare, though. So...
But that also takes all the pressure off of you to enjoy it more. When I'm just like, I don't want to come. Don't come. Don't come. Now, don't come.
Yeah, it's true.
But you're still going to come, and you're still going to fucking love it.
Right, but I mean, if the pressure was off me, I could enjoy it more.
I just think, overall...
It's a good point.
I like sex. But I think sex is generally way more enjoyable for men because every time they have sex, more than likely, they get off.
I can see that, yeah.
So what if you were one of those women that had sex or had an orgasm every time you had sex?
But I still think if you're generalizing men or women.
Yeah, well, now I'm not. Now I'm asking specifically, what if you're one of those women who has an orgasm every time you have sex? Do you think they enjoy sex more than men?
I don't know, then. Because like you said, I can't even imagine what it would feel like for you.
Feels good.
Yeah.
I think that's the consensus. Yeah. Pretty good. Sex. Two thumbs up in my book, fellas.
Sex, not bad. Hey.
Thumbs up?
Sex, pretty.
4 stars.
I mean, it's all right.
4 stars. We'll come again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome to Punsters.
Was technically a pun, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. First one in the last 9 episodes.
And am I number 10?
No.
No, you're number 11. 11. Yeah. 1-1.
You could be break one, the top 10.
1-1.
Could be our double digits.
What do you think, Matt? Lockwood?
I've never thought about this before.
Yeah, well,
It's fun.
Yeah, we're expanding your mind.
Yeah. Blowing it up.
I don't even understand what sex feels like for me. I don't know. I know I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it more.
And I know you're saying,
plus speaking from experience.
Plus men get to have sex with women.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever seen a
plus every man? Time I got fucked in the butt, it wasn't as nice.
Sure.
As when,
when you were fucking
thought that would get a better reaction.
I liked it.
You guys like those gay jokes?
Sure. Homosexuality is pretty funny. Mocking our gay friends. I get it. I don't know.
Okay. I don't even know why I said sorry.
God damn it.
New topic?
That can be your edit point.
Yeah.
That this can one's be. Related, yeah. All right? Have you ever faked an orgasm while masturbating?
What? Absolutely not.
I love that.
Are you on Yahoo Answers?
You didn't want to offend yourself. You're just like, oh,
this feels so
oh,
good.
This is great.
Oh, no, you're great. You're really
you're
boy.
Man.
Your stuff, buddy.
Have you guys ever not been able to finish, so you've given up on masturbating?
No.
I fall asleep.
Since when I drink too much, I can't finish. I
can, you shouldn't drink.
No, I've never not been able to finish if I masturbate, but I've been with girls and, like, not been able to finish at all.
Because you have whiskey dick.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like, oh, shit. Like, you know, and then the next day you get blue balls and it's, like, the worst possible ever.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's happened, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, never had whiskey dick, so I don't drink that much. Mm-hmm. But I guess not being able to finish, well...
It's kind of cool, though, in a sense, sometimes.
Is it like you're trying to finish and you can't, or have you never not finished masturbating?
Wait, what?
Because I've not finished masturbating before.
Oh, okay, so, like, started in your segment, whatever.
Like, I tried it once at, like, Christmas dinner, and somebody caught me.
Like, during Christmas dinner? Just
my grandma was like, hey, oh, that's, no, don't do that here.
Sorry, Grandma.
It's kind of cool, though, just because it's, like, if your partner finishes and you're like, oh, shit, this is like the opposite of what usually happens, you know?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it more?
It's just satisfying to be like, oh, you know, like, oh, this person finished. Now I got to work on me. And then it's like,
I imagine that would be satisfying.
It is satisfying. But then I'm like, fuck, I can't do it.
Jake's like, I don't know. But.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Hand jobs.
People
though.
Were like, yeah, you're.
I hate hand jobs. I hate giving hand jobs.
I hate getting hand jobs from other people.
Right.
It's not as good as I just be like, let me fucking finish.
Yeah, like, get the shit out of here.
I'm doing it right.
And I just want to, I don't hate giving handjobs because I'm lazy or I don't want to, I just think that I'm worried that I'm hurting someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a concerning thing.
How do you give handjobs?
No.
It's just all nails? Just fucking.
Let me explain better. The first guy that I dated for a really long time, he was uncircumcised. So he had he had extra skin. So it was very easy. And then, so that's what I was used to. So then...
Circumcised?
What?
Yeah. So then after
she's circumcised?
Going to a guy who was circumcised, I have a lot less skin. So I was less familiar with that, so it just seemed...
You gotta use lube.
Yeah, so that, I was, I just, you know, can we, let's just cut that part out.
It's a nice thing to do in the shower.
Yeah, no. That would be fine.
Oh, excuse
shower
me.
Shower is the worst place to masturbate.
What? I think that's...
What's the best place to masturbate? Yeah.
Like a bed or a couch?
At the dinner table?
Somewhere comfortable.
Christmas?
The highway? I hate masturbating in the shower.
Why?
We talk.
But you say that like you don't have a choice. You're like, God damn it, here I am again.
Well, I do have.
Oh fuck.
Why do you hate masturbating in the shower?
It's not as satisfying.
What?
I don't know. I always feel like it's
because you're standing. Like, is that why?
I mean, I could sit down in a shower.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I guess.
You're like, I never thought of that.
It's an interesting idea.
Now his shower you're experience gonna like... is going to be something else.
It's changed his life.
I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
it's not
I don't like it. I mean, there's no cleanup, which is nice.
Convenience.
But...
That's the
thing. Do you guys ever, have you guys ever peed in the shower?
Yes.
Like, have we ever peed in the shower?
No, because...
Have you ever not peed in the shower?
That's the thing. Like, I think it's fucking gross.
What?
Like,
I don't even turn the shower on. I just pee into the shower.
I don't even have a toilet in my room anymore.
I think it's strange when people won't pee in the shower.
It's... I don't know. It's just like...
For example, Raul.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
a strange person. Yeah.
75% of my pees have been into a shower. Or some
what
sort
is,
of body
I, what is so gross about... If you have... Maybe if you have a bath mat or something like that, that's gross.
Yeah.
If I have to pee in public, I will go home so I can pee in the shower.
What? That's
really?
A fucking joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Precious.
I don't know.
You
said
think
it
that
very,
was serious?
You said it very
I go
seriously.
Home from work 5 times a day.
Well, some people don't go to the bathroom in public.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's the joke that I was making was in reference
no,
to
No,
that.
No, I get it
okay,
now.
Okay.
I just got initially frightened by your statement, but... Okay. Realized it was a joke soon thereafter, and then we dwelled on the fact that I thought it was true for 0.5 seconds.
I feel like your tone today has been very mean to Jake.
Really?
No, I mean, you haven't said anything mean, but just, like, the tone is...
Oh, really? I,
so
thought,
you
know,
it was,
I thought it was...
Hey, talking, have a cheerful tone,
no, it was
right?
fine.
I thought I was talking...
Okay,
to
fine.
It was fine, Jake, right?
Until
I think
real,
it's because I'm trying to talk louder than normal, and maybe...
Okay. Maybe...
You're hurtful.
Yeah.
So I don't like peeing in the shower, because... It smells.
But you masturbate in the shower?
Yeah.
That's okay? Masturbating smells worse than pee.
I think you...
No.
Mean,
what?
Unless you're, like, dehydrated.
What,
what
you
does your cum
smell like? Yeah.
I need to change my diet.
You need to try some pineapples, man.
To cut out asparagus, add in pineapple.
Okay, first of all.
I've heard Jolly Ranchers. Is that true?
How many Jolly Ranchers did you have to eat to...
No, you just put them in your be... penis hole.
Raul,
just let them dissolve in there over the day.
You just need to drink more water. Like, my pee doesn't really
yeah.
smell.
Yeah. Yeah. It only smells when you're dehydrated.
I drink a lot of water.
It smells when you're dehydrated. What color?
Well, first thing in the morning.
Is your pee
smells.
Clear or yellow?
It's usually mostly clear.
It's like brownish.
It's like bright red.
Yeah.
It's like bright red. It's
like... Because... I drink a lot of water, and I don't think my pee really smells.
Well, I mean, okay, well, this is based off one day of trying it. And
oh,
I did
boy,
it, and
you
I was like,
give it another chance.
This is uncomfortable. Like, you
it's
know?
Uncomfortable? You're at the fucking end. You just go. It's like, it's the most
no,
comfortable.
There's nothing
no.
more natural. You're in warm water,
you're
and you
fucking helicopter pee. Your dick around and still pee. It's the greatest thing in the world.
And
all right, I'll give it a try.
You're
just
saving
kind of
water because you don't have to flush the toilet right before you get in the shower anyway.
Uh-huh.
Right. Do the earth a favor and start peeing in the shower.
All right,
yeah, take environmental responsibility, you sack of shit. All
right.
You guys ever pooped in the shower? I did once.
Well, let's hear that story.
I was 6 and my mom said, Matt, did you poop in the shower? And I said, no. And she said, then why is there poop in the shower?
Story didn't really hold up that well, huh?
It actually happened, though.
Was it a bath or a shower?
The hybrid.
The old hybrid. Bath and
both?
Shower. I think most showers...
No, no, but
really...
I mean, were you taking a bath or
oh,
a shower?
Oh, I was taking a shower.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like...
At 6?
Is 6 too young to shower?
I just feel like...
I don't know.
I just feel like I didn't start taking showers until I was maybe like
17.
Yeah. No, yeah, I feel like when you're that young, you mostly take baths.
Yeah, that's true.
I was a very mature 6-year-old.
I will shit where I please.
How mature were you taking shit in the shower?
Did you?
No, it had to be before that because it was before I moved, and I moved in 98. So I would have been 6 or 7 at the oldest. Mm-hmm.
Did you actually, did you not think you booped in the shower and you
no,
found out?
No, I knew
out?
I pooped in the shower. Okay. Like, I was done showering, because I remember this happening. I was done showering, I like reached my leg over to step out of the shower and like, I pooped. And then I just dried off and put some clothes on.
Oh man.
Just moved on with your day.
I used to wear, like I wore pull-ups till I was like 5 years old to bed. 5 or 6. Uh-huh. And then we tried we had this little thing I'd attach, and every time it got wet, the alarm would go off.
Okay. What?
And it'd wake up the whole house. I had one thing that like shocked me.
It sounds super fake.
I could see.
Real.
Really? I don't feel like
it wasn't like an electric shock. It was just like a. Zzz.
I don't think that's so.
That wasn't my penis.
That was the sound of an electric shock. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's so old to be peeing the bed that it's an emergency.
6 or 7.
I mean, I guess that's...
When you pee the bed every night, I'm sure my mom just got sick of me peeing the bed every night.
Yeah, I guess I still
feel... She started giving you electric shocks.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable. It's like a Clockwork Orange or some shit like that.
I kind of miss pull-ups, though.
So they were pretty sweet.
I think we all do. Really. Yeah.
I did poop the bed once, too, in my pull-ups. Oh. One time.
Well, you got a diaper on. Yeah. You know?
It's not a diaper.
Oh.
It's a pull-up. It's for big boys.
Still pretty offended by that.
But I think that's acceptable. You didn't get any poop on the bed, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, yeah, then, you know.
Good for you.
Mom,
what's the worst pooping experience you've ever had?
I don't know.
You could be like, maybe you pooped it and there was no toilet paper in a public restroom? Because that's
happened
to
me. It sounds like you're... Just, go tell your story. Don't... Interview
no.
me immediately.
Did that
and
happen
be like,
to you?
Tell me your poop story. Maybe you pooped in the shower or something. Maybe you ran it. Maybe suggest stories for me to have.
No, that's totally something that's happened to me. But that's not really.
What happened to you?
Oh shit! Now I gotta pick a story. Okay.
Pick a story.
So many stories.
You asked.
Yeah, and I was gonna wait until everyone said something. That way, I have something ready. I asked the question. I go last.
I have a time that I could think of where I was in most distress was when
worship.
You guys, what's the hottest girl you guys have ever had sex with? Want to see mine? Do you want to see mine? Okay, let me show you.
Okay, I'll tell my poop story.
Go ahead, poop story.
So I was in Europe. For a month, and pretty much every other day or every 2 days, we were on like a 12-hour bus ride to the next city. And I remember I got the worst stomach ache in the world, and I had to shit really bad, but I didn't want to. I mean, they weren't going to pull over, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I had to. I was in serious pain for probably like 5 hours. Oof. Yeah, I wanted to cry the whole time.
How old were you?
I was like 18, 19. Yeah.
And you were just stuck, like, there's nothing.
No, I mean, anything? What could I have done? No. I guess I could have asked them to pull over, but I really wasn't going to be like, I have to poop. Can you pull over?
You'd be like, I feel sick of me if it were up.
But the thing is, they had a toilet on the bus, but it wasn't private. It was like this toilet in the middle of the bus.
Well, that's weird.
So I think if I was like, oh, I think I'm going to throw up, they would tell me to throw up.
Fucked.
Yeah, so I couldn't.
Yeah, you were fucked. I could see that.
Boy, yeah. That is a nightmare experience
for
me.
It sucked. Yeah, it was bad. When I was little, I had a lot of stomach problems, so public bathrooms do not bother me at all.
Yeah, well, you just had to. You had no choice.
Yeah. No more stomach problems anymore. That was a great thing to grow out of. Like, okay, what's your story, Raul?
I guess, like at sixth grade camp, that's the one.
Oh.
It's pretty tough.
I got a stomach ache at sixth grade camp, too.
Yeah, and that's like, because you can't, for some reason, when you pooped at sixth grade camp, you were considered a Gaylord. So
sure. That's one so thing that's held true since sixth grade.
Yeah, so you couldn't, you know, I was like, oh fuck, I can't poop because then I'll be a Gaylord.
I know something funny real quick.
Good.
My sixth grade camp was in a city called Gaylord.
That's good.
Anybody mention or make fun of that while you guys were there?
I don't think so. No. It was a Christian camp.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, well, Christians rarely make fun of the gays, so.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Go on.
So my plan was, I was like, all right, you know, like we can't poop in the daylight, so I'll wait at night. And I waited till like everyone's asleep. But the thing is, so like I had to poop really bad and I was waiting for people to go to sleep, but somehow I fell asleep while waiting. And then I woke up the next day and they were like, dude, you were like farting like super loud the whole night. And I was like,
Lord.
Yeah. No. So yeah, I don't know. Like they, I don't know. That's the end of the story.
I thought your story was about pooping and not having any toilet paper.
No.
No, that was his suggestion for what story I would have.
I thought you then said that. Yes, that's
pitching
what I said.
Yeah, but
that's
not a story.
That's the end of the story.
Well, what did you do?
My worst pooping story is when I farted sometimes.
Well, you don't understand, Matt. Raul claims that he never farts.
I don't fart. I'm not a farter.
Like, that's a choice that you make?
No, that's like, I...
It's a I'm not saying I don't fart.
It's a pact between him and God.
So the devil, so he would never fart.
So for him, that story is really something.
No, it's Jesus. No, I don't, like, unintentionally fart. Like, I've never... Like, I fart if I'm on a toilet. I never farted outside of a toilet. I've never been in a room and be like, oh, sorry, guys. That's never happened to me.
You ever been alone in a room and farted?
No.
And then just carried on with your life?
Nope. Never. Ever.
Don't you think?
Ever. So never.
I feel like that's unhealthy.
Ever.
It's very unhealthy.
Never done
okay. Did you like train your body from a young age to not fart?
I don't know.
Is this just something like that? It was just realized, like,
I think it was
farted.
After sixth grade camp. You had so much fart shame.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's probably what it was. Then I was like, never again. I will never fart. Maybe I fart in my sleep once another time. But that's about it.
How would you know?
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying maybe. It's possible, but it happened once.
Yeah, that is... I mean, I guess you're lucky, really. I've, you know, been on dates and stuff where you're like, ugh, I need to step out for 3 minutes or whatever.
Takes three, wow.
you gotta, you know, let it, you can't just take off and then immediately come back and just bring the trail back with you.
Yeah.
I actually hate talking about farting. like, genuinely.
The science
we have
it.
Talked about pooping for like 20 minutes.
That's fine. Okay, although you just made me think of something. Do people... My mom does this a lot. She will ask me if I remember things that happened to me while I was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Like, somebody came home last night at 3 a.m. Do you remember that? And I'm like, well, I was asleep. Yeah, but do you remember? Do you remember things that happened to you while you were asleep? Yeah. Is that a possible thing that could happen in the world?
I don't know.
No.
If I did, I'd be in jail. I don't.
That's it.
She claims to remember things while sleeping? Or she just assumes you do?
Like, if I wake up and I'm like in the middle of sleeping and then I wake up and I see something, then yeah, okay.
Does she say, did you hear them come home at 3 in the morning?
Not sleeping.
No. Or are you like, I was sleeping and she's like, oh, do you remember them coming home?
Yeah.
Maybe your mom's just bad with words.
Maybe. Maybe, but we've had this conversation
before. Isn't your mom a professor?
She's a teacher.
I don't know.
She's just a teacher.
Yeah,
she's
you hear
not
that?
A professor.
Fuck it you, is, Mrs. Dishroon.
It's different. She's got like a, you know.
Well, regardless, I think she knows her words and is choosing them how she means them.
I guess so. I mean, because it's been years where she's been asking me this in the same way, and I'm always baffled by it.
That would be frustrating.
It's just more just confusing to me. Like,
maybe she's just making sure you don't remember things while you sleep.
She's been testing the waters for you. It's like, you don't remember that.
Your parents are fucking drained. Yeah. Like, sleeping and then, like, you don't remember anything from last night, right?
You're like, is this okay to do now? Yeah, he won't remember anything.
Yeah, no,
I don't think I've ever woken up to, like, have you ever woken up to an earthquake or something happening?
Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
I lived in Michigan.
So, you ever woken up to a tornado?
I only remember us ever having one tornado.
Okay.
Has it ever even woken up and it's been super cold?
Yes. Is that what they have? Snow?
Yeah. I've lived here my whole life, and I've never been awoken by an earthquake.
What about, you've experienced earthquakes, though, right?
I remember, like, maybe one earthquake happening while I was awake.
Do you remember the Easter one?
Yeah, the Easter one.
That's the one I remember.
That one was
like,
pretty...
barely? Because that one was crazy.
Yeah, that one was...
No, I distinctly remember that.
Okay.
Zero other earthquakes in my life.
Okay.
It's the only one.
Have you experienced an earthquake yet?
Not that I know of.
That one was great. How long have you lived here?
A year and 2 weeks.
Oh, that one would have scared the shit out of you then.
Yeah, that was...
It lasted a while. I was like,
what? Even like, you know, we're used to it. And even that one was like, all right, like, that's enough. Like,
things were falling off the walls and shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, here it is, the end of the world. Fuck. Yeah, I was at Regal, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and I was doing projections, so everything had to, like, everything shut down. It was pitch black up there.
I knew it was bad because my mom is terrified of dogs. And she let my dog like jump next to her and stand in the doorway.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
yeah. We were having Easter at my house or something, and we actually evacuated my house. That's how serious it was.
Yeah,
like people left, like thought the house was gonna fall down. It didn't.
So look forward to that, Matt.
My friend told me he was actually shitting when it happened, and he was like, "Oh God, oh God!"
Not like this.
Yeah.
Back to shitting. All right.
So I always got to bring it back to shitting.
Yeah.
Full circle.
When did you consider yourself an adult for the first time?
Ooh, when did you
consider yourself?
I don't.
It hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's. We're right in between.
Yeah.
We're even like mentally.
This is kind of a hacky thought, but you think about what your parents were doing at your age, and it's like, oh, they were raising two kids at my age.
Shit. My grandpa always tells me, he's like, when I was your age, I had three kids. And I was like, okay.
I would kill myself.
It's 2014.
Yeah.
I have a very adult job, I guess. But
yeah, you do.
You're better than him.
But you don't feel like an adult yet? I mean, probably not until you decide to move out.
I guess I feel like, well, yeah.
That'll probably be kind of one of the things.
But I guess I don't live at home because I need to.
Right.
Or I have to because of my...
Yeah,
my sick dog, but I don't know. I guess I feel like an adult, but I don't feel old.
Yeah,
I don't feel old either. But
the crazy thing is that we do have friends that like have planned kids and are living an adult life.
I think that
you know that's their
is
choice.
Is that what you judge being an adult, getting married and having
kids?
Well,
no,
because
I
might never be an adult.
Right. Yeah. But like my friend, you know, he's living on his own. He's married. He has a newborn baby, and he has kind of like an adult job. And I'm like, yeah, that is like he's an adult now.
Yeah.
And you know, but we're obviously the same age. We graduated the same years. And I'm like, man, it kind of makes me feel shitty. It makes me feel shitty. That's the thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if I was living that life, I would hate it.
Right, yeah.
I would hate it so much.
I come from like a small Christian Midwest town.
Uh-huh.
And so like everyone that I'm not like directly still friends with there has all gotten off and gotten married to like their high school sweethearts and working on their careers and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that.
You got so much time to do that.
They're all going
to
be divorced in 10 years, 3 years.
I was like, 10 years is generous.
Yeah.
Or should we? Are you guys going to miss Kumite?
What time is it?
Do you want to get another topic?
Love.
Tower big.
If you could ask your future self one question, what would it be?
My future self one question. That's weird. I think past self would be, I don't know.
But wait, you are
past self. Ask yourself a past? I think you can just do that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you could go back to when you were little and ask yourself a question and then have it change the course of your life.
What question would change the course of your life?
Is that what you want to be when you grow up?
You did not get asked, what do you want to be when you grow up enough?
No, but like I would know and be like, is that, I don't know.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I always wanted to act.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I wanted to be a doctor, which didn't work out.
I think I wanted to be a lawyer.
Matt?
Very boring dreams.
That was one yeah, character. Weird.
You wanted to be an actor?
In our adult age, we're like, I want to be a comedian. And yeah. in our infancy, we're like, let's be a lawyer and a doctor.
I just want to be a general practitioner.
There's a time I want to be a preacher.
Really?
Oh.
Did that work out?
I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Trying to get my stage skills better before I go back to that.
It's all public speaking, right?
Yeah.
But for a super long time, I had no idea what I wanted to be when I grew up. Like from, I don't know, when I stopped giving a shit about being a doctor, I must have been like 11 or 12. Right. And then from then until basically 6 months ago, I just had no idea. Uh-huh. People would ask me and it would just make me mad. I'm like, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. And no one would believe me that I didn't know. I'm like, nah, come on. I don't fucking know, dude. It's not a secret.
It would be great to know.
I wish I knew, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, if you know.
This guy from L.A., I met him and he was like, oh.
We get it, you know somebody from L.A.
He has that kind of big shot. I mean, I don't want to, you know. But he was like, hey, so what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, you know, like, I think it'd be cool to, like, do the road. And he was like, no, but what do you want to do, though? What do you want to do with it? Like, the road sounds cool. Like, no, you don't understand. So, Jake, what do you want to do?
I mean...
With comedy. What do you want to do with comedy?
Like, make money being a comedian?
No, but I mean, what's the real goal?
I guess it's to not have to have a 9-to-5 job and just
work anywhere.
Right,
but if, like, everything works out the perfect way... What would you want to be?
All right, I want to be the president. Jesus, you got me, okay?
No, you can do this. Like, I don't know what you want from me, dude. Like, I just want to at least be, like, a, you know.
Yeah, well, he probably wanted you to say you wanted to be the next Adam Sandler.
Later he was like, I'm glad you didn't say I want to be famous because I would have written you off. And I'm like, okay, well,
yeah.
Because
well,
that's not what I said.
It doesn't even sound that great, being famous.
No.
Yeah.
Sounds okay.
I want some people. I want to be famous to some people.
Sure. Be like, what? Who is your ideal career in comedy?
Right now?
Well, at any moment in history. Lenny Bruce. Charlie Chaplin.
I think it'd be fun to be... Absolutely. I think it'd be fun to be a guy like Kaufman.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're so polarizing.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean.
Or be Carlin and be the god of comedy forever.
Be who?
That'd be nice.
Be okay.
Yeah.
It'd be okay to be universally beloved by every comedy fan in history.
Yeah.
I'd settle for that.
Right, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know.
But like somebody's career that I would like would be
like... I would love to be like Kumail. Because he's not like super famous.
Yeah.
But he's fucking awesome.
I would want to be...
You know, but he's in good terms with pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I would want to be known, but I wouldn't want to be so famous that I couldn't leave my house.
Right.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. I always think like Zach Galifianakis, because like he's still in with all those comedy dudes,
right.
And like he's well respected. But like, he also probably gets more than not douchebags coming up and yelling hangover lines and shit to him.
Yeah,
that'd be terrible.
Yeah, because he's such a different comic.
Yeah.
In life than he is in those fucking movies. I wonder how he deals with that. Because people who really like The Hangover. I don't know.
Kind of the worst. Probably have never heard his comedy.
The worst people, right? Sorry if there's any big Hangover fans out there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Seriously. There's other movies. Check them out.
Hangover 3?
Yeah. Go watch another classic comedy, like The Hangover 2, or The Hangover 3, or other Todd Phillips classics. Like Due Date. Did he direct Due Date?
I think Due Date was in there.
Did he?
Sure.
All
right. Let's say I'm not gonna look it up. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we got another topic.
Yes.
What's your favorite line from Due Date?
Oh, it's gotta.
I don't think I ever saw it.
It's gotta be where.
All right,
he's
next
jerking
topic.
Off the baby. Is that any? No, that's Hangover. It's the same, basically.
This is kind of stupid, but if you could breed any two animals together and defy the laws of nature, what animals would you choose?
A donkey and a horse.
The worst possible.
Adorable.
What would you call it? A honky?
I think it'd probably... what's a Something with an a mule? That's what I would call it. That's what I would call that.
I would already an animal. Breed a cow and a pig and make the most delicious tasting animal
ever. Oh, damn.
Ever.
That does sound pretty
cool. All right, bro.
Cow bacon. Okay, I don't even like pork very much.
You just thought that was the douchiest answer
you
could
say. Yeah, I thought
say.
That was a pretty fucking douchey yeah. answer.
Well, you're right.
But Raul, did you hear him? He was like, oh yeah. My God,
that's genius.
Chicken and... I'm trying to think of...
You just make
is our end goal here
just
meat?
Combining two meats you like.
It's not fun. I'm hungry. That's the thing right now. I'm starving, so food sims. Let's
beef
see, let's
and
go.
Milkshakes.
Oh man, what? Yeah, I don't know what an actual good answer would be.
No, there's no good answer. They're all dumb.
Because everything that I can imagine that's a combination of two animals that are not already super similar is just like this horrible disfigured monster.
Yeah,
or like a monkey and a dog.
A monkey and a dog.
That actually sounds incredible.
The loyalty of a dog with like the intelligence and human.
I feel like
word.
They would take over.
Or how about a dog and a human?
I've tried, it doesn't work.
I just keep trying to think of cute things, and I'm like, a wolf and a dog. No, that exists. Like,
it's just a dog.
It's just, yeah.
A lion and a whale.
An eagle and a dolphin. Holy fuck, right?
Could you imagine if a sea creature could fly?
Yeah, just
the
jumps
air?
Out of the
water. I don't like that.
Do your dolphin impression.
What?
Fine. No, it's fine.
Your famous dolphin impression.
For the podcast, come on, go ahead.
Don't bitch out.
Come on, dude. You got this.
My,
just be
really more of a porpoise impression.
Right. Okay. All right.
No. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Could you try? Can you try and do a dolphin?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do a dolphin.
Let's all try to do a dolphin impression.
Ooh. Okay.
I think we have to leave for a moment.
You first.
Nobody okay. wants to do it.
No, I'll do it, but I can't do it. I don't know what that's.
Oh, you look so stupid right now. God.
I like made direct eye contact with Justin the whole time. I don't know. Okay, you're going to start.
Is it an E or is
yeah,
it like an
E? It's like
ah.
It's definitely an E.
It's like a.
That's
I don't know.
I think it's more.
E.
That's good.
I figure it's the one that.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Matt. See what you got.
Nope. I don't do impressions.
No, that's good.
It's all right.
Okay.
That, yeah, that's.
That's
pretty.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Not bad. We all
should I do that tonight at Kumite?
Yeah. Oh. No, go for it. You
I have a dolphin joke.
You'll
morning.
Win for sure.
We'll do the dolphin joke in 2.5 minutes of that impression.
It's more of a porpoise joke.
Call back. Okay.
Yeah, I think we do have to
yeah, we gotta
if we're
go.
Gonna make it on time.
I have
time.
To pee so bad.
I do too. I mean, I have the
is there a shower? Call back again. Let's go. Bring it all around.
You should call them the callbackers. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, now we gotta end on that.
Yeah, okay.
I'll try to think of another joke.
Yeah, please.
What else did we talk about? Shows okay. Dying a slow death, just like all of us will someday.
Hey,
let's go. Come on. That was not a lot of fun.
Well,
do we have any plugs? Real quick?
I don't know. I'm
hair kidding. Plugs.
Second week in a row. Second week.
Was that a Bella Dog joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm staying in now.
Ear plugs. Can you edit hair plugs out and I'll just say ear plugs?
Oh, you got it.
No, you're right. That's way funnier.
butt plugs.
Oh. Ah.
Pretty good.
Just Jake, regular plugs.
You know what, Jake? Like I don't think you need. Any of those kinds of plugs, okay?
Could use a butt plug, but okay, thank you.
You're a nice, saying. You're a nice man.
Least convincing compliment ever. Do you have any plugins?
Habanos tomorrow? Because this is live,
probably.
Right? Some people
yeah.
Live streaming.
Anything after
I'll be
Tuesday.
In Michigan in March.
All right.
All right.
Come see.
For all your Michigan fans.
Do we have any Michigan fans?
Who knows?
Yeah, who probably. Knows?
We will after you go there.
Yeah.
Right? Spread the word.
You're like, hey, listen to the episode of Punsters I dropped 2.5 months ago.
Do you guys have any plugs?
Come out to Space Bar on Fridays, producing the shows, and I only get good people, so come out. I guess that's the only thing I can think of.
Can I have to till 2?
Nice.
28th?
There you go. Oh, yeah. And the comic store on the 29th. I'll be there with Gordon Downs and Ryan and Jimmy and all
the
guys.
Be the same lineup, basically, as till 2,
yeah.
Sounds like.
That's, yeah, yeah. Come see till 2 at the comedy store. So, yeah. I think that's about it.
Oh. Uh-huh. Do we have to hold the microphone for the plugs? If you thought I was funny here, you should hear me. Oh, god damn it. Listen to my podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure,
yeah,
these
right.
Cats will be guests eventually.
Well, we'll see.
Probably not Jake. It's called Wordplay.
Maybe she'll invite me.
I didn't name it, and it does have the worst name of any podcast in San Diego.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're on the Punsters right now, so.
Let's take a vote. Tweet us.
We're competing. Okay, yeah.
Tweet us who you think is worse.
Yeah, oh, that's a fun.
It's on
game.
Facebook.
I think if I'm
Wordplay
loud,
with Matt Lockwood and Shane Brendan.
Is the best named podcast.
I like that name.
Yeah.
It's good.
Unfortunately, it's not the best podcast in San Diego.
Ooh, take
but
that.
It might have
Burn
the best name.
Calloway. You hear that? Burn Calloway? You're both listening right now. Matt Lockwood says, fuck you. I think you're great.
I like them. I just don't like their podcast.
I want your thing.
All right. All right, well, as always, I'm Earl Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrunn.
I'm Jake Disharoon.
Thank you to our guest,
and we
Matt
are the
Lockwood.
Monsters.
We...
What?
Okay. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I'm Matt Lockwood.
Yeah,
just follow me on Twitter, @LockMattwood.
All right.
All right.
Is that really?
Switch the syllables around.
Did you intentionally make that confusing for people?
No, just everything else was taken.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks for coming, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
It was great.
Pleasure.
It was fun.
It's a pleasure.
Let's go all get right. Some kumite.
Yeah, we got to go to kumite.
All of us
let's
are
going to
win. First, second,
compete.
Third.
I'm going to vote for all of you when I get my vote tonight. All right.
Okay. Sounds that's, good.
That's I'll fair. Give you my card, and then you can just use it.
You guys have a card?
It's a ballot that you vote
oh,
on.
I thought you had like a card. Like, I'm a comedian. I get to vote for
we all carried around.
I was like, who the fuck gave those out? Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully we'll catch you next time.
Jake.
See ya. Goodbye. Have a great
day. All right.